Hey, welcome to James Crowley's Infinite Playlist, the podcast where I try to hear every song that's ever existed. It is a solo episode this week. I've kind of been slacking because I've been feeling kind of depressed. And you know, it's just like I can't do normal episodes and it's kind of a pain. I'm hoping to do some soon, but I don't know, life gets in the way. Life's busy, you know, same old, same old. I'm going to shut the door to my room because it is wide open, even though I am home alone. So, yeah, guys, please, before I get into what I've been listening to recently, please follow me on Instagram at James P. Crowley. Follow me on Twitter at James P. Crowley 68. And yeah, let's get into it. It has been a big week for music last week, especially, which is what my first pick is, Taylor Swift, The Last Great American Dynasty.
Rebecca rode up on the afternoon train. Sunny, her salt box house on the coast took a mind off St. Louis. Bill was the heir to the Standard Oil name and money, and the town said, how did a middle class divorce they do it? The wedding was charming, if a little gauche, there's only so far new money goes. They picked out a home and called. Parties were tasteful, if a little loud. The doctor had told him to settle down. It must have been her fault his heart gave out. And they said, there goes the last great American dynasty. Who knows if she never showed up, what could have been?
This Taylor Swift album was huge news, huge, huge news, and I really enjoy it. It's not without flaws. I think that there's some stuff that's kind of tedious, but I think that this song in particular really kind of captures a cinematic, roaring 20s, you know, just sort of like a picture, not necessarily picture perfect, but in a way, picture perfect sense of summer. You know, this is a song that makes me want to, you know, hang out by a pool and drink martinis in a tuxedo. You know, it's all about Rebecca Harkness, the ghost that haunts Taylor Swift's mansion in Rhode Island. And this is just a great track. It's probably the most fun song on this album. There are songs that have energy and that have hype and that are exciting, but Last Great American Dynasty is like the real ass, like banger of folklore. I ordered the folklore vinyl. I'm going to be emo and listen to it a lot on my own. But yeah, let's keep on moving into it. I have a few throwbacks in here, the first of which is White Lightning by The Scandals. I put this song on my playlist because I was driving down to Staten Island and I wanted to just put on, like, I'd gone through all my old CDs and I got rid of a bunch, but there were some that I wanted to hold on to, and they were more from these sort of weird semi-obscure bands that, you know, not a lot of people have heard of, never really got a huge break, and The Scandals' Sound of Your Stereo was one of them. I saw The Scandals close to a decade ago, like something like 7 years ago, opening for the Gaslight Anthem at Irving Plaza at a free show that was sponsored by Red Bull. And this band were fucking wild. You know, them and Dave Haas really made a big impact on me. Mainly, you know, I remember during the last song, the lead singer of The Scandals just diving into the crowd. I think he had his guitar on him still, and it was great. It was fucking wild. I really enjoyed it. But this song, it just has such a fun chorus where, I mean, maybe not fun. It's, you know, a little on the nose. It's pretty punk rock. It's got kind of like that early Ramones feel. I am typing it in right now, seeing if I could get it. I feel like this isn't gonna happen. Yeah, lyrics not available, of course it's not. But it's like, Merry Christmas from Afghanistan, and you're just like, oh shit. And like, you can't totally make out Afghanistan, which is fine. I don't need to know it. I was just like, I like songs that say Merry Christmas and aren't Christmas songs. That's always fitting for July. But let's keep on rolling along into my next pick, which was March, March by The Chicks, formerly known as The Dixie Chicks.
March, march to my own drum. March, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one. March, march to my own drum. March, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one. Randy's back in here cause she don't like Mondays. Underpaid teacher, police in the hallways. Print yourself a weapon and take it to the gun range. Oh, cut the shit, you ain't going to the gun range. Standing with Emma and her sons and daughters. Watching our youth have to solve our problems. I follow them, so who's coming with me? Love me half, already hate me. March, march to my own drum. March, march to my own drum. Hey, hey, I'm an army of one. Oh, I'm an army of one.
I'm really enjoying this album. There were a couple of songs I could have gone with. I went with this one in particular just because it kind of feels very of the moment. You know, I like that it's sort of a political country song, and it's sort of, you know, given the finger to a lot of issues that's happening. So I just kind of wanted to highlight that this album has a couple of standouts. Sleep at Night in particular, Juliana Calm Down are both ones that I enjoyed, but and My Best Friend's Wedding, but this one just felt appropriate to include. But let's keep on rolling along into my next pick, which was Wrecking Ball by the So-So Glows.
Out there waiting for you.
The So-So Glows, I don't know if they're still active, but I remember really falling in love with their album, the album that this is on, which now I'm drawing a blank and I didn't write it down, Blowout, mainly because there's like a video of them playing Son of an American somewhere, which is a song that I really like from this album, and made me buy it. But this album is just very, you know, punchy, punky, in your face. You know, this was a band that really were what some of the originators of Shea Stadium, which is still one of my favorite venues in America, the world. I've never been to a concert internationally, but despite the fact that I haven't been to a show there in years, and it shut down. It shut down. You can't go to a show there if you wanted to. But I don't know. This is just a heart pounding punk song. I don't know. And this was another band that I had the CD and I refused to throw it out. But let's keep on rolling along into a band I've never owned a CD for, The National. Don't Swallow the Cap.
Behind the houses, I don't see what's strange about this. Tiny bubbles hang above me, it's a sign that someone loves me. I can hardly stand upright, in my head upon the light. I have faith but don't believe it, it's not there enough to leave it. Everything I love is on the table, everything I love is out to sea.
I was inspired by Taylor Swift to listen to some National this week. I've been a National fan for a long time, since I was in like early high school, like 2010, 10 years. Shit, I've been a National fan for 10 years. This is so weird. And I know that this is like one of their more popular songs. It's not, you know, that intense. I wrote about, what's it called? Corinne at the Liquor Store for my newsletter, which you can subscribe to, jamescrowley.substack.com. I'm calling it No One's Favorite Band as of right now. This is a energetic song. I really enjoy it. Energetic for the National. And I don't know, Aaron Dessner played a big role in Taylor Swift's Folklore, so I felt the need to include it. Let's keep on rolling along. Funny enough, so when I do these solo episodes, I write down the song titles and the artists in a Word document. And usually it's just whatever Word document I've opened, because I'm like, I'm going to get rid of this eventually. But the next song is Man of the Year by Juice WRLD.
I'm in London, so I'm screaming cheers. Man of the year, still got problems. Looking in the mirror, you look awful. Talking to myself, do it too often. JK Juice WRLD, you're so awesome. I'm running up funds, bottle full of pills. Let's have fun. No cheap thrills, only rich ones.
It's funny that it's in this document, because it is actually a track review that I'm writing for a Juice WRLD song for Atwood Magazine. So stay tuned for that. I will probably be turning that in tonight. But yeah, I really... This is like the best Fall Out Boy song of the past 7 years. It really kind of like feels like... It feels like an Infinity on High song, to be totally honest, because it kind of has Juice dealing with the fact that he's successful and struggling with a degree of fame. And I mean, besides the fact that it has, you know, distorted guitars and like a pop punky type beat, the fact that he's just kind of, to some extent, making fun of his fans and in a sense making fun of himself by saying, I know my lyrics saved you. I know I helped your breakthrough. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's very Pete Wentz-esque, which is something that I highlight a lot in these songs. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't get enough of this Juice WRLD album. And I love the cover artwork. So let's keep on rolling along into the next one, which is What's My Sign Again by Future Teens.
After reading about our incompatibility, we disagree on everything except that we should not be dating. Because according to the moon, I guess, the only thing we're destined to do is end. Don't know if I believe, but this way I say that I'm not to blame for keeping you waiting. Cause when you got to know me, thought you were meeting someone else, and then you felt more lonely, you beat him by yourself.
I keep saying I'm going to listen to Future Teens' Breakup Season because that's one of my favorite albums of last year. It really is an album that meant a lot to me, and it has fucking bangers, but I keep going back to the first Future Teens record, and this is a standout track from that, you know, just kind of a silly song about astrology, which, like, I mean, I don't believe in, but, you know, It's something that I interact with. The girl I'm dating believes in astrology. I don't know if she believes in it, but she references it a lot. She'll probably listen to this. And, you know, I'll make fun of stuff like this, but so I looked up your birthday and what it said about mine. You know, that's great, and it's kind of like a little making fun of it, but also showing the genuineness of it that some people have. Let's keep on rolling along into my next pick, which is Ghost Town by Kanye West featuring Party Next Door.
I want to wear a starry crown.
Some days, I want to lay down like God did on Sunday. Sunday. I remember this on Sunday, that way, yeah, way, that day. Someday, I want to everybody, someday, I want to hit the red dot and everybody, someday, so. I've been trying to make you love me.
It's hard to write about Taylor Swift without thinking about Kanye West. I've kind of separated the two a lot because of, you know, just time and space and energy. But they were supposed to release albums on the same day. Kanye did not, unsurprising. But so I was trying to think of the last time I was really excited about a Kanye West record, and it was when Ye dropped. I Hate Being Bipolar, It's Awesome, which was the cover. But, you know, if you go back and listen to the Jesus is King episode of this podcast, it's me and Frankie Becerra, and we're both kind of talking a little bit about our reactions to Jesus is King. But, you know, in retrospect with time, I think that we were both a little apologetic about that record. I don't totally remember, but I know I was really trying to, I can't speak for Frankie, but I know I was trying to like that record a lot more than I actually did. I haven't really revisited Jesus King since it came out, but I have revisited Ye a few times. It's not a great Kanye record. It really is not. Kanye has not put out a great record. Great record. Great, great record since Life of Pablo. This is a good record. And that's it. And that's fine. But, you know, I don't know. And with the Taylor Swift album dropping, which was a record I was very excited about, and it's a very good record. It's a great record. It's, I like it better than Lover. I like it better than Reputation. I like it better than 1989. I think I might even like it better than Red. But I tried to listen to something from Kanye that kind of recaptures the last time. I was actually really excited about Kanye. And it was this album, and probably this song in particular, that is just a dad rock song. It is Kanye West doing shitty radio rock. And I like it. It's fine. It's fun. But yeah, that's that. But let's bring this on home with a brand new song from my boy, Marilyn Manson. We Are Chaos.
If you say that we're ill, give us your pills. Home will just go away. But once you've inhaled death, everything else is perfume. Maybe I'm just a mystery.
I've never hidden my love for Marilyn Manson before. I watched this video when it first premiered because I'm a fan. I was curious. I haven't loved a lot of Manson's more recent stuff, but I still check it out. I give a listen. And this kind of felt a little country-ish. You know, this is Marilyn Manson's folklore. Excuse me, to some extent. And I've really only listened like twice. I want to listen more. The video is trippy. I think the cover artwork for this album is gorgeous, though, and it's very cool. It's a oil painting by, or a watercolor, whatever, by Manson. And it looks great. Like, you know, and this album, I don't like that all the songs are in all caps, but, you know, he kind of did that on his last album, I think. And, you know, I'm okay with that if that's what he has to do. But, you know, I think that, like, I don't know. I think that there's some promise in the new Manson album, and I'm excited for it. This video was fucking weird, you know, to say the least, but I enjoyed it a lot. So, yeah, guys, those are just 9 songs I've been listening to this week. Hopefully I start getting some more normal episodes. Hopefully I feel a little bit more motivated to post these. So please tune in next week. Follow me again, Instagram, James P. Crowley, Twitter, James P. Crowley 68. I got that newsletter. It's fun. I've been posting just kind of random thoughts in there. So that's a fun subscription. But guys, I'll jam out with you next time. Bye.
Maybe I'm just a mystery. I could be